Rollins visited the livestock inspection facilities at the Douglas, Arizona, port of entry, yesterday, highlighting the department's measures taken ahead of the planned reopening of the port to livestock trade on August. During her visit, Rollins also announced USDA's commitment to invest $25 million toward the opening of a new sterile fly dispersal facility in Arizona to strengthen the nation's long-term response to New World screwworm, NWS. The phased nature of the Mexican border reopening means it will likely take some time before significant numbers will cross the border. And U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke L. Rollins visited the livestock inspection facilities at the Douglas, Arizona, port of entry, yesterday, highlighting the department's measures taken ahead of the planned reopening of the port to livestock trade on August 24. During her visit, Rollins also announced USDA's commitment to invest $25 million toward the opening of a new sterile fly dispersal facility in Arizona to strengthen the nation's long-term response to New World screwworm, NWS. The phased nature of the Mexican border reopening means it will likely take some time before significant numbers will cross the border. And